Welcome back to Sister Brunch, the podcast about Black women and gender expansive people thriving in entertainment and media. This is a special bonus episode. We are at USC because we are partnering with Black Girls Film Camp yet again because we love them so much. So our amazing co-host is Precious Foreman. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about our guest, and then I'm going to hand it over to Precious, who's going to talk about her film for Black Girls Film Camp and ask our guest some questions. So our guest now is Zoe Marshall. And we are so excited to have you on. Zoe Marshall is a talented writer and Dallas native whose career began with her short film, Passing. We gotta talk about that one, I have so much to say. Which was featured at the Cannes International Film Festival in 2014. A graduate of USC's School of Cinematic Arts, so she is at home. Zoe has written for Charmed on the CW and has successfully sold pilots to HBO, Warner Brothers, and an original feature to Netflix. We need some tips. Her recent projects include the sports family comedy Fantasy Football, produced by LeBron James and streaming on Amazon, as well as TV credits on Peacock's The Best Man, The Final Chapter, and CBS's Elsbeth. Zoe is also an active member of the Writers Guild of America West, where she serves on the board of directors. We are so proud to have you. And now, Miss Beautiful Precious, I'm going to ask you to talk about your film that you did for Black Girls Film Camp, Call Me Cleo, and then please ask our guest questions.
Of course. Again, hi, everyone. My name is Precious Foreman, and my film, Call Me Cleo, was the first short film I've ever done. And it's about a young girl named Cleopatra who goes down to the summer over her grandmother's house. And she quickly learns that, you know, the generational tensions between her mother and her grandmother have kind of been, kind of come to a conflict where she finally has to confront it. So it's really about generational tensions between Black women, between grandmothers, mothers, and daughters, and how, you know, we can work to change that and everything. So that's a little bit about my film. Thank you.
Wow, but what first, a beautiful story.
I have to ask about you, Zoe. I mean, I've heard, you know, clearly so many incredible things, you know, Fantasy Football, all these incredible, incredible projects. How did you get involved with the Black Girls Film Camp?
So I'm currently writing on a show called Elsbeth, and one of my coworkers, Erica Shelton Kodish, is on the board of Black Girls Film Camp.
That's so dope.
And she told me about it, and she's like, hey, would you want to participate? And I have a very Black agenda at all times, so of course yes. I wanted to participate. Yes.
Hello.
Yeah, so this was an easy yes for me.
Of course. I think that's so cool that there's, like, so many different people in the Black Girls Film Camp who are involved. And it's, like, everywhere in Hollywood, you know, somebody knows somebody knows somebody. So I'm so glad to see it's expanding like that. But I wanted to ask about your involvement with the Writers Guild. First of all, can you kind of, you know, explain to everyone what that might mean and also what your involvement is in that?
Yeah. So the Writers Guild of America West is a labor union that represents writers, specifically screenwriters. So some people think screenwriters only write feature films. Basically, if you write anything for the screen professionally, you are probably a member of the Writers Guild East or the Writers Guild West, depending on where in the country you live. And a labor union protects you from workplace abuses. The Writers Guild makes sure that we are fairly compensated and that we have fair and safe working conditions, that we aren't exploited, that we get a percentage of profits on the things that we write.
That AI doesn't write for
exactly,
us.
That we're, exactly, that we're not all replaced by robots one day. Right. And it also, they deal with arbitration to make sure that credits are fairly attributed to the writers who did that work. In terms of my involvement, so I'm on the board of directors of the Writers Guild of America West.
Okay.
And yeah. I got involved because it was very important to me that young people and Black people were represented in the leadership of their labor union.
Yes.
So I was elected to the board at, I want to say I was 26. I was the youngest board member in the history of the Writers Guild.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
And I say that not to, like, brag on a podcast,
we'll brag about it.
Because the type of economy that I graduated into, the type of industry that I began working in, you know, unlike other members of the board up until that point, I was the only one. When I went to school, film school cost me $62,000 a year.
Wow.
You know, so the financial burden when you first get into this business is much steeper for my generation. And you need that type of perspective in your leadership of a labor union. At the time, I was not a homeowner, you know, so someone who was renting in an apartment that was not rent controlled. I had a lot of student debt. And I'm a young Black woman who frequently people assume on set is the PA. So it was really important to me to get involved in leadership. And I was elected by the membership. And I've been doing my very best to represent all kinds of writers ever since.
And you had a major victory.
Yeah.
Just a year ago now. Yes, yeah. Almost a year ago. Thank you for your work.
Thank you.
That's really, really cool. And, you know, I think that kind of goes into my next and final question. Really, what advice do you have? You know, you were talking about young Black writers coming into not only the Guild, but just the industry in general. So what's some, like, you know, technical things that we can be doing to really make sure that, you know, we're doing fantasy football on Writers Guild and all that type of stuff?
Sure. So the best advice I received in film school was from a professor who told me, a writer who doesn't read is like a chef who doesn't eat. And the very best advice I can give to aspiring writers, especially aspiring writers who are Black, you have to be reading constantly. And the thing is, you may not be reading a lot of work that is written by people like you. And so you learn the technical craft from what is written. And then when you create your art, you put your experience and your community into that art.
There you go. Yes. And Cleo, you did that. Or Cleo. Precious.
So
you did that for Cleo. Yes.
So
you I feel like you really are an example of that. Zoe, thank you so much. I'm sorry that this is way too short.
No,
we will have both
fine.
Of you back on. We hope you'll come back, Precious,
for
our next season. You did an amazing job. Congratulations
yes.
to you. And Zoe, I'm so glad to hear about you and know you. So welcome
you.
To the Sister Brunch family.
Thank you.
We hope
I'm happy
to have
to
you
be
on again.
Here.
Thank you both.
Thank you.